Are you ready?
Let me introduce you to this guy.
Yeah. My next guest,
Huddy D. Presents.
Got Nathan Barry Stevenson in the studio with our fake news update. Barry?
Now, our legal reporter, Scoops, has got this for us from New York. A school kid chucking a sickie becomes well acquainted with New York City's small claims court.
An impending recession to be solved by offering no policies and awkwardly sucking up to America.
Greta Thunberg, bilingual teenager with scientific understanding of atmospheric physics, apparently an idiot.
And in sports, Japanese rugby side transform into Super Saiyan during breaking victory over Scotland. Thank you, Nathan Barry Stevenson. That was our fake news update. Join us tomorrow at the same time. It's time for our wholesome news update. A man in his mid-40s has dedicated the past 20 years to knitting sweaters that match each city landmark and interesting place he visits. He calls himself Barksy. Now, Barksy's a wonderful man. His website states that hiring Sam Barksy can come to your city slash town to craft sweaters and make a public appearance. Barksy, you're making my heart sore. Not only to top that all off, Barksy also knits tiny little hats for infants.
Aww.
Oh, Barksy, why can't we have more people like you in the world? This is Paddy D Presents with your wholesome news update.
Get ready for a Stan original series.
Car 72, please report.
Car 72, no activity.
A comedy like nothing you've seen before.
And the action crocodile Bambi, I know what you guys have to offer.
I mean, there's no beginning, middle, or end.
Action.
Now, this TV series starring Australian actor Patrick Bramall amongst a cast of Hollywood legends is like Seinfeld. I don't even know how to say the word Seinfeld. It's like Seinfeld's on Quaaludes. I'm sure you might remember this scene from Wolf of Wall Street. I feel like this perfectly demonstrates the point.
Wait. Looks like those ludes are working their magic on Donnie right now.
Steve Madden. Steve.
But it's not the type of show that you want to knock you out. The concept kind of works, like the one from Wolf of Wall Street. Let's not stop there, because this series have some of the funniest one-liners that you'll ever hear in dialogue. No Activity gets 5.5 stars out of 5. Do you think that is? Yeah, I gave it 0.5 more, because yesterday I gave it 0.5 for Duplex, the movie starring Ben Stiller and Drew Barrymore.
Okay.
And the 0.5, the reason why I gave it a 0.5 was because the fact that I was able to watch it and it helped to send me to sleep. So it was a tune-in, zone-out style movie. But this one, I gave it a 5.5 because it's bloody awesome. But the 0.5 is added on as well because I can still fall asleep to it. Because like Seinfeld, it makes you feel like you're on Quaaludes, which is pretty cool. Some pretty weird stuff. Now, from 1960 to 1965, the CIA brainstormed a bunch of ideas to assassinate Fidel Castro. The most interesting one that I've found was something to do with explosives. I wonder what that was. Do you know what they decided? They decided that they would put a seashell into one of Fidel Castro's beaches, because apparently he was a fan of diving. They said that he would be walking along the beach and hopefully he would pick up the seashell, and in that seashell would be an explosive. Which would hopefully kill off and assassinate the leader. The plan was debunked and nothing ended up happening.